Open for Business is brought to you by Aggressive Marketing Solutions, your solution for all business social media marketing needs. If you need a creative team and marketing strategist to build your brand on social media, visit aggressive.com today. Aggressive.com. Welcome to Open for Business Live. My name is Christian Hill. I'm your host. Before we get started today, I want to just give you an insight about where this whole podcast came from and why I want to share the things that I'm sharing with you. So in my life, I come from a background of I went to high school and I wanted to play college baseball, play professional baseball, and eventually I had a scholarship to play college baseball. But I decided to give up baseball and go serve a mission for the LDS Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And because of that, I learned some amazing principles about learning and leadership and personal development and influencing others and things like that. You've probably seen full-time LDS missionaries on the street, you know, white shirt and tie. They go around and they help people learn about Jesus Christ. So I learned a lot during that 2 years of my mission. And I came home with the plan that I was going to go back to college and I was going to learn about finance and money and things like that and eventually become like an investment banker or something. I'm not really sure what I wanted to do, but I did want to play baseball again. But as things turned out, I decided that I didn't want to play baseball anymore, and instead I started a marketing company called Aggressive Marketing Solutions, and it's focused on helping small businesses with their social media. And so my father, he's really, really into technology and videography and photography and understands live streaming and all that kind of production type industry. And what I know is the social aspect of social media. I understand, and I'm right in that age group of I'm not too mature, but I'm mature enough to know how to deal with people who are adults, and as well as I know how to connect with people who are youth. And so that puts me in a great position to understand social media. And when I got home, I really didn't know much about marketing itself, the concept of marketing and how to market effectively and really even what it was. But from that 2 year experience as an LDS missionary, I was able to naturally learn how to be successful and how to win friends and influence people, just like Dale Carnegie, write that book. And I didn't understand the principles behind all of that, but I learned the principles. And so from that, I was able to develop marketing strategy and schemes with social media that have been working and helping and effectively bringing clients to businesses. And in order for me to learn that, it wasn't just like I decided, okay, I'm going to start a marketing company. Now I'm going to get up and go. And now I know everything of what I'm doing. I had to build the credibility, of course, and I had to figure out like how to do it effectively. I needed to learn how the tools, the resources and the equipment and the overall strategy and the concepts of marketing that are effective on social media. Marketing is an industry that is constantly changing. It's super competitive. And if you don't stay on top of it and you're not a master learner, then you're going to be left behind as far as marketing tactics, as far as marketing strategy, and overall that whole industry of marketing. You'll be left behind and losing business and losing business for your clients if you're not a master learner, continuing to learn every single day about the industry, about effective marketing. So this is just a background of how I have developed this concept of becoming a master learner and how I've learned about being a learner as well as a master teacher. I wouldn't say that I'm a master, right? But I would say that I've built a good foundation for me to learn what it takes to learn quickly, effectively, and efficiently, as well as what role teaching and becoming a master teacher, a master sharer, plays in learning new things. And so in this podcast, I want to just let you know what that background, where that comes from for me, and how I've been able to mentor other people who are in their 30s and 40s about becoming new people, about learning and changing their mindset, their focus, so that they can become a master learner, even though they're in their 40s, right? I think that it's super crucial to always be learning and not get complacent with where you're at in your life, because there's so much more to be learned and so much more to be experienced, especially as you keep learning. I believe that as you continue to learn and develop yourself, you will be able to experience a more satisfying, fulfilling life. And so part of this is, I want from this podcast, is you to be able to learn how to become a master learner so you can have a fulfilling and satisfying life. Something that I watched today was a video about the youngest billionaire in the world right now. I don't know if it's still that way or if that was just the title of the video, but there's a guy in India that he's not even 30, he's like 24, 25, and he became a billionaire in 6 years because he went out and he looked for problems. Problems are opportunities for capitalization and opportunities to make more money. And so as you look and you seek for problems, you're going to be able to solve them and make money from that. The bigger problems you can solve, the more money that you're going to make. And so this guy, what he did was he saw in India, he never went to college. He had 50 cents in his bank account. But what he did was he went to a hotel that he noticed they weren't getting as many clients as their hotel was vacant a lot. And he went there and he offered them to figure out how to get more people to show up to the hotel and book rooms. And obviously the hotel manager, being eager to get more people to come to the hotel, he took him up on his offer. And what he did is he went in and he figured out, he learned the industry and he learned what gets people to come into hotels and things like bed sheets, thing like lights and just the overall consumer experience in the hotel. He upgraded the whole thing and developed a system from that to be able to duplicate throughout India. Now he's running and partnered up with like 42,000 hotels in the last 6 years and has his own hotel chain, and he's a billionaire and he's only like 26 now, 26 or 24, 25, 26, something like that. And so the moral of the story is that he was able to find a problem, learn everything about it, learn exactly how to solve that problem, and then duplicate the solution. And that's how you can make a ton of money in business, is being able to solve a specific problem and duplicate that solution. So today, what I want you to really get from this is, how do you become a master learner? Because when you find a problem that you need to solve, you need to learn how you can solve it. So for me, I saw the opportunity in my local area and doing market research, learning for myself about marketing, that there's a lot of businesses that are lacking social media marketing and doing it in an effective way to be able to build their brand, get clients, get more traffic to their websites. And so that's where I went and I really doubled down on leveraging my time to learn all about that space and was able to get more clients and help them to improve their social media. And so the way that I was able to learn so quickly is, one, I had mentors who I looked to as business examples, and they teach me what they do to be successful. And I shoot for mentors that are like 100 times better than me. And like guys that are potentially going to become billionaires in the next 5 years, guys that are deciding to sell their businesses for millions of dollars, because that's the future of what I'm hoping to look for. My overall goal is to be able to have the ability to retire at 40. And in order to do that, I want to be able to have the time to serve people and do philanthropic things, right? And so in order for me to have time to do that, I'm going to have things that are scalable, that are not necessarily requiring my time and my labor in order for it to run. And so I'm trying to learn from these individuals who I consider personal mentors that are already doing that so that I can expedite the process of my learning, that I don't have to simply learn from my own experience. I can learn from other people's experiences and learn a lot quicker that way. So something that I've come up with, that I'm sure I'm not the first person that's thought of this, so I'm not going to claim any kind of original thinking or it was my inspiration or anything like that, but I call it the learning ladder. And it really starts with what are the quickest way to learn things and effectively learn them, as in they stick with you. You retain that knowledge inside your mind. And there's things out there you can look up on Google, like the learning pyramid. This is very similar to that. I just wanted to call it a different thing, the learning ladder. And it really starts with the lowest, least effective way to learn something, and you only retain about 5% of the information, is through a lecture, through a teacher or someone simply just delivering information to you, and just a lecture like at school, right? That's the least effective way to learn something. The second way that you can learn something, and it's more passive, is reading books. Reading books are a form of mentorship. You can go and read anyone's book who's an expert on subjects, right, and learn a lot. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are perfect examples of people that have succeeded because they've read books. Warren Buffett says, there's a quote, I can't remember exactly, but in his early part of his life, he quotes and says that he spent at least 50% of his time reading books, and now he's one of the richest men in the world. Bill Gates, co-founder of Microsoft, when he was a teenager, he didn't really get along with his parents, and there would be days that would go by that he would be in his room and not speak to anyone because he was just reading books. And now you can go on Netflix and check out the little documentary, the three episode series on Bill Gates and decoding his mind. You can see that he carries around this bag that's like a shopping bag that is reusable, the recyclable shopping bags, but it's like made out of fabric instead of plastic. He carries 20 books or something like that in that bag, and he reads them in a week. And every once in a while, I don't know, it didn't say how frequently he would do this, but he would have what's called Think Week, where he would go to a house, a little cabin in the middle of the mountains, where it was just him and his books. And he would just read those books and solve problems. And so Bill Gates is a perfect example of how reading books is going to effectively increase your capacity to learn, as well as teach you the depths and the important aspects of different industries. He's really into energy. He's really into problem solving and helping the human race. And so he studies those books. He studies books that a lot of people probably will never read in their whole life, right? Because they're just too boring and they're too in-depth. But yet his brain, he's become an expert reader and can read 150 pages in a day, or in an hour, 150 pages per hour, which means that he can read a ton of books and learn a lot and retain that information a lot. He's become an expert at that. The next rung in the ladder is group discussion. Hey guys, I really hope you're enjoying the show and learning a ton and getting a ton of value. I just want to hop on here and tell you a little bit about our show sponsor, which is Aggressive Marketing Solutions, the social media marketing company that's going to help you drive more traffic to your websites using social media. Right now, the top platform for driving traffic is Facebook. It's been that way for a while now, and you can run paid ads on Facebook, learn all about it, take the time to figure out what you can do to build your business and brand on Facebook. Or you can go to aggressive.com, fill out the form, and figure out how you can work with our company to get free ads delivered for you and your business to drive more traffic to your websites and get more clients and more sales. So go to aggressive.com today and check out our free offer, fill out the form, and we'll send you some more information and get you started with running free ads on Facebook. Aggressive.com. Check it out today. You will retain a lot more information by discussing it with other people. and being able to have a collaborative environment where you guys are talking about maybe a certain problem and you guys discuss it amongst each other to solve that problem. The next rung in the ladder is simulation. So simulation, like role plays, right? So as a missionary, missionaries, they are going to talk to a lot of people, they're going to teach a lot of people, and so they need to practice. And this is really a very quick way. It's the second best way to learn something quickly is through role plays and simulation. So sales guys out there, you need to be able to practice daily your sales pitch, right? Getting that sales pitch to a 1 minute, 30 second, you know, elevator type pitch, right? You need to practice those things and simulate those things. And like things that you learn, right? Depending on whatever industry you're in, figure out a way that you can practice those things and you'll be able to retain that information a lot better and become a master at whatever your craft is. Lastly is teaching. So this is where becoming a master learner really comes into to play. Is a master learner is going to figure out the quickest way to utilize the most effective way of learning, which is teaching. So a master teacher is really a master learner, because a master teacher, what I've seen is this pattern. When they learn something, whether they hear that from someone that is a credible source or they're seeking out knowledge, what they do very quickly and the way that they can learn at high rates of speed is what they do is once they get that information and try to understand it through research or reading books or learning from mentors, is they go to other people and they teach them what they just learned, right? So my mentors, one example is one of my mentors. He's super, super good and I really, really highly respect him. And he is a master teacher. And right now, even at his stage of business, which is extremely successful, is he is constantly learning new things, but he's a master teacher. And part of the process of his learning is teaching other people about what he's learning. And because of that, he's able to master the subject and really understand at a new level and new perspective the thing that he's teaching or the thing that he's learning. And so as you incorporate teaching the things that you're learning, you're going to be able to retain the information a lot better. On the learning pyramid, the very best way to learn something is by teaching it to others, and you retain 90% of the information that you're teaching. So like I said before, as you deliver to other people the value of what you're learning, you're going to become, one, a master teacher. You're going to be able to teach people those things, and you're going to gain credibility with those people, as well as you're going to better be able to comprehend, understand, and know the things that you're learning. You're going to be able to retain that information a lot better. And so that's the pattern that I've noticed that I also have developed, is every time I read a book and I learn something new and I think it really resonates with me, I'll take that information and find or create an opportunity with someone who's willing to listen and teach them what I just learned. This podcast is a great example. Is I just had this realization of how a master teacher really is a master learner, because they incorporate teaching in their learning process. And so that's why I'm sharing with you the same thing. And now I'm going to be able to retain that information even better in my own life, in my own heart. And so that's what I notice is with one of my mentors, is every time he has an awesome piece of information that he's learned, and him and I come in contact and we sit down for lunch or whatever it may be, he'll teach me all those things that he's learning. And then I absorb that information. And what happens is immediately I go to people that are willing to listen and I teach them what I just learned. And now I've retained 90% of the information that he's taught me. And then I dive deeper into doing research, reading books, looking up things online, different courses, right? To really dive deep into understanding the things that I've just learned from my mentor, from books or whatever the source may be. So you can incorporate these same patterns in your own life to be able to become a quick study, a quick learner, so that you can not only learn a lot of things, but retain as much information as possible, so that you're not wasting your time trying to learn. And so that expedited knowledge and being able to retain that information is extremely important, which you can do by teaching other people about it. So whatever industry you're in order for you to become a master at the industry, you need to be able to teach other people about that industry. And whether that may be consumers, whether that may be other people within your workplace, you can learn faster by becoming a master teacher. Guys, this is the Open for Business podcast. I look forward to sharing more knowledge that I'm gaining as I'm learning and sharing things that have made me successful as a young entrepreneur. And I encourage you to, if you haven't already, read a lot of books. And if you don't know where to start as far as becoming a master learner and a master teacher, then go ahead and go to aggressive.com and send me an email. You can email me at christian@aggressive.com and we can get in contact and talk more about what you can do to become a master learner. And I am more than happy to share information with you, because that is part of my learning process, is being able to share with you what I'm learning. And that's going to allow me to retain the information even better. And then you can take that information and teach others and utilize it yourself so that you can become a master learner, a master teacher, and just a master at your craft and industry. So aggressive.com, you can email me christian@aggressive.com and we can get in contact and collaborate and do some awesome things and help your business become more successful and you as an individual become a master. So this is the Open for Business podcast, and stay tuned for next time. I sure love all you guys, and have a great day. Stay healthy, and amongst all this coronavirus, stay healthy, stay safe, and keep working hard. This is Open for Business, and I'm your host, Christian Hill.